Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You have 3 religious cards. So, and when I say religious, I don't mean as in like a denominational religion. I mean sort of divine. Mm-hmm. So that leads more towards the spiritual than sort of events, money, that kind of thing. We're sort of, we're talking about your soul here.
Mm. Oh, good.
Which is fun for a colleague to try to do.
Please don't call HR.
Hi, I'm Talia. And this is Unreality. Four short stories on truths, lies, facts, fiction, and the unknown. In season one, we explored the subconscious, the rainforest, and even the North Pole. But this season, we'll be finding the unreal in the everyday. In this episode, I ask, how can tarot cards help you let go when you're being let go? This is On the Cards. Last year, the company that owned the company I worked for laid everyone in my company off. The CEO, the heads of department, everyone. We went through a consultation period consisting of 3 meetings, which we were not allowed to record. And so obviously I didn't. And so here are some roughly verbatim quotes from those meetings, from memory, of course.
We're proposing that your role will be at risk of redundancy. We want to do everything we can to make this process easier for you. We want to set you up for success. That's a really good point. Good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, good point. Good question.
Across the 3 meetings, I made a total of 6 good points and asked 2 good questions, if my memory serves correctly. It continues.
I don't know the answer to that, but I can find out. That's an outstanding question. I need to come back on that point. The harsh answer is no. It's definitely something we can look into. I'm afraid the answer to that is no.
This is the final decision. How are you feeling? Thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry you're feeling that way. How are you feeling now? The last consultation was online. The HR rep took it from the head office, and I sat by myself in an empty room of the new building we had just moved into and had not yet properly filled. It still smelled like paint. I wonder if they knew while we were choosing the colours. It's like giving a child a pretend task, or letting your dog taste chocolate right before putting it down. The meeting lasted all of 10 minutes. And as I closed my laptop, I felt alone and underwhelmed. It reminded me of my final university exam taken online during COVID, with 3 years of experience suddenly over with the click of a button. It's hard to celebrate or mourn the end of anything when you're on your own. But I wasn't completely alone in the office. Outside the room sat Rene, our CEO, and Eleanor, the head of marketing. I shared with them that I felt lost and confused and I didn't know what to do with myself. This was causing me to question my entire future and career. So together we decided to look for answers by doing a tarot reading. In that very same room where we all had our consultations, mine just moments before.
This should have been how our consultation was done.
That's Eleanor, our head of marketing. Her skills include sending out press releases, creating social assets, managing teams, and Celtic Cross Tarot. In a Celtic Cross reading, you pull out 10 cards, each with a different illustrated figure, which reveals a different part of yourself. Your past state, your present state, the future state, your immediate obstacle, your hopes, your fears, things like that. You start by asking the cards a question.
Again, you don't have to ask your question to the group. It would be helpful for me if I could have a broad category, though, if you want to keep it private.
What should I focus on in the next year?
Okay. A good question. An outstanding question, even. Hidden behind the question was, should I go freelance? I'd wanted to for a while, but it was hard to make the leap when I had a good job and great colleagues.
Okay. Press the card forward. Perfect. And another. And another.
I'm not usually a tarot kind of person. On a regular day, I might think it a bit silly to look for clues about my future in a pack of picture cards. But on this day, I knew that my future was not going to be in that building, and HR didn't seem to have many answers, apart from no. And so suddenly, the cards didn't seem like such a silly idea.
So the middle card is you as the questioner. So this is sort of you in your current state asking the question. So this is the upside down Pope. Interesting. Personal beliefs, freedom, challenging the status quo. So it is a very masculine card.
The upside down Pope signifies that you're tired of following the same old rules and traditions. You want to break free from what everyone else is doing and try something new and different. Say, going freelance or doing a tarot card reading with your CEO.
So your immediate obstacle...
Renee, our CEO, had also received death as her obstacle.
Isn't that funny?
In the exact same way as well.
So, sudden change, death, end, destruction, loss, failure. So, there's
wonder what that is about.
So, I mean, definitively for all the Broccoli employees, that is the end of the company and a career obstacle. It's a final card. It's not open to interpretation. It's something external that's happening to you. Mm-hmm. In many ways, the best one to have as an obstacle because it's
fixed.
Definitive and fixed.
The card seemed to agree with the HR rep. This is the final decision, they told me. We moved on to the card representing my innermost nature.
The Magician. Excellent. So that's a very creative one. Self-confidence, willpower, skill, initiative, creativity, originality, flexibility, manifestation, resourcefulness, power, inspired action.
Basically, it reads like the yearly review I never got.
What a lovely innate nature to have.
Next was my immediate past.
The upside down devil.
Releasing limiting beliefs, exploring dark thoughts and detachment.
It may also be a sign that you're hiding your deepest, darkest self from others, keeping it secret. Practice detachment, a state in which you overcome your attachment to the desire for things, people, concepts of the world, and free yourself from restrictions. So if I was doing a light reading in relation to what I know, I would say, like, this is sort of like a letting go of the death, a sort of like a mournful period where it's sort of done, let go, is what my reading of it is. In fact, this is actually your consultation. Your recent consultation in the last hour is the devil reversed. So, done. Immediate future.
My reading of Eleanor's reading is that her consultation as devil theory is a handy scapegoat to keep me from revealing my deepest, darkest secrets in a room that was still, for the time being, our office to the people who were still, for the time being, our colleagues. Next up was my immediate future, the judgment card, upside down, symbolising self-doubt, inner critic, and ignoring the call. Not quite death or the devil, but not too rosy either.
Basically, I think this is requesting another sort of layer of introspection to look at old patterns. So you might have some self-doubt in relation to your own judgment. So you might have a decision or something coming up and you have a period of maybe a crisis of confidence. And again, because it's a tarot reading, if, say, for example, a situation does come up where you have a crisis of confidence, you can refer to the fact that the tarot card, and I'd say don't have a crisis of confidence, trust your judgment and invert it yourself.
Next, environment. Essentially, the external forces that affect you. I turned over the upside down chariot, showing a king-like figure being pulled by two horses. self-discipline, opposition, and lack of direction.
I mean, maybe this is a loose interpretation, but I feel that not working here, obviously, because it was perfect.
You lie.
Continue. It's been good. But I think, like, sometimes it can feel like that within companies, of like you're feeding into an environment as you have to do, but you're not really, you're not on your own, you're not looking for what you want, and you have to think for the good of everyone, which is a good thing sometimes, but maybe it's more like,
and because it's about your year.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in tarot or not, it's clear that the cards provide an input to respond to and relate to and project onto. When I was sitting there in this room, I saw the upside down chariot as this call for disruption, a need to be free, a need to go freelance.
Okay, so if I was to literally and completely steal your interpretation of if this is employment versus freelance and say I didn't know that, that is an individual, that's a boss per se, and that is someone with the reins. And inverted means that maybe you don't want someone else to have the reins or to transport you. So maybe this is more about taking the reins for yourself.
In the consultation meetings, I was let go, propelled into a murky future filled with self-doubt and uncertainty. But the tarot reading brought me back and grounded me and helped me sift through my wants and desires and hopes and fears. It didn't give me all the answers, but it forced me to ask myself some good questions. And it helped me let go. And at the very least, sitting in that very empty office room, with potentially the last colleagues I would have for a while, I definitely felt less alone. Thank you for listening to Unreality. This episode was produced and narrated and created by me, Talia Augustidis. It's been just over a year since I was let go, and I'm happy to report that I went freelance and I am still freelance. And so far, so good. And it means that you can give me money for any of your podcasting needs. Or tarot, I could try. Tarot, I know how to do it now. Special thanks to Money Duke, Tom Bett, and all of my ex-colleagues who I miss dearly. Powered by Transmission Roundhouse.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.